Today, we are focusing on Assistance Dogs Australia, a registered charity that matches highly trained dogs with a range of people with special needs, from children with autism to people with physical disabilities and ex-soldiers with post-traumatic stress disorder, often called PTSD, to enhance the lives of these members of our community and their families. We welcome Jane Mackay from Assistance Dogs Australia New South Wales Division to our program. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Fran. Thank you so much for having us on.
Jane, can you please tell us about Assistance Dogs Australia?
Yes. Well, our organisation was founded in 1996 by husband and wife, Hanny and Robert Biggs. They basically went to the US on a business visit. They're involved in the dog business, if you like. And they encountered a similar organisation, an assistance dogs organisation in the US, and were just completely inspired by it and decided to set up Assistance Dogs Australia. We're a small but national grassroots organisation, and we're based in New South Wales, but we do have staff in some other states, not all. And basically what we do is we provide beautiful, intelligent assistance dogs to children and adults who have a wide range of disabilities. We place our dogs.
So can you tell us who are some of these children and adults that you may provide the dogs to?
Well, we have the needs of the people on our list, on our waiting list for dogs, are their needs are many and very varied. So if you like, we have people who have physical disabilities. That might include people who've been born with developmental disabilities such as cerebral palsy or spina bifida, as well as others who acquire debilitating illnesses like multiple sclerosis. Then again, we also have people who might have been involved in a tragic accident and perhaps might never walk again. So that would incorporate the people with physical disabilities. We also provide dogs to families who have a child with autism. As you mentioned before, we provide dogs to what we like to call the first responders, people who are suffering from PTSD as a result of their professional life. And they would be people who, ex-policemen, soldiers, paramedics, firefighters, that type of person. And we also provide dogs to schools and aged care facilities, hospices, that type of area.
So your super dogs, tell us who these super dogs are and in what way do Assistance Dogs Australia's super dogs assist their clients?
Our super dogs really are super. They are the most incredible animals. We actually only use Labradors and Golden Retrievers, and we do that for a reason. These breeds, they're fantastic family dogs. They're really well received in the community. Obviously, they're very intelligent and they're fantastic retrievers. So also with great physical strength. So that's obviously very important to help someone with a physical disability. It takes 2 years to train our dogs at a cost of approximately $30,000. So they are quite expensive dogs. And we teach them to master 50 skills, if you like, 50 commands, which will give day-to-day support to someone with a disability. So if you'd like to think of, if people often think of guide dogs when they hear the term assistance dogs. So if you like to think of guide dogs as the eyes for a person, an assistance dog would be the hands for a person. And as you would imagine, our dogs, last year we were lucky enough to appear on Better Homes and Gardens, and Dr. Harry was flabbergasted when he saw what our dogs were able to do. Give you some examples. They can open and close doors, cupboards, drawers. They can put washing into a washing machine, take washing out of a washing machine. They can press the button at the pedestrian crossing. They can pick up crutches. They can help people dress and undress, which is quite incredible. Yes,
that is incredible, isn't it? Now, I believe that your the assistance dogs are playing a very positive role now in the lives of children with autism and their families. Can you tell us how that happens?
Yes, we're actually doing a lot of work at the moment with families who have a child with autism. If a family goes on our waiting list to apply for an autism dog, we are then accepted to have a dog, we train the parents first, as well as the dog, of course. And the benefits for not every family with an autistic child needs a highly specialised, highly trained dog. Sometimes just a really well-trained family pet can be enough to help a family.
And you can provide both those ends of needs from the dog.
Yes, well, we have one side of our organisation is a programme that we like to call PAWS, which stands for Parents Autism Workshops and Support. And this is basically a first-stop shop, if you like, for a family who might have a child with autism and they're interested, they're thinking about getting a dog, a family pet, and they just like to know what kind of benefits, what kind of impact a dog could have on their family, on their child. And then the other side of it is, yes, sometimes there are occasions where a very specialised dog is necessary and is welcome in a family with an autistic child. And the benefits that a dog can give to a child with autism are numerous, really. They help with the verbal communication, you know, the child is learning how to speak to the dog and give it commands. They help with sleep patterns, believe it or not, just having a dog in the room that is in tune with the child's sleep patterns is a massive benefit. Sensory issues. Often highly autistic children have sensory issues. Just one of our clients, for example, who received an assistance dog last year, would go to the supermarket. Her child would have meltdowns regularly. And, you know, passers-by would, you know, one passer-by said to her, you know, all that child needs is a good slap, because he thought the child was behaving, understandably, thought the child was just being very badly behaved, didn't realise what the situation was. And the mother, in the past, used to actually have to lie on top of the child, because the only way of calming her child down was to apply very heavy pressure to as much of his body as she possibly could.
The boy would have had very high anxiety in that noisy, very noisy, busy environment.
Yep, yes, exactly. You know, this overstimulation was just more than he could cope with. Mm. And now their beloved assistance dog is the individual, if you like, who performs that task. And as you can imagine, it's so much help for the mother and also the community.
Mm. But quite a lot of training for the dog to be part of that family in that case, because of the high needs.
Yeah, that's very
interesting. So how does your organisation prepare the dogs for their role with individuals with special needs in their families?
Well, every placement of every dog is highly individualised. We're a small but national organisation. It's not a case of one size fits all. We go through a very meticulous process because, like humans, every dog has a different personality, and it's a question of matching up those personalities to get the right combination. We have a fantastic national programs manager who single-handedly travels the length and breadth of the country, meeting clients, interviewing clients, and along with his team, they make the final decision on which dog will go to which individual. So then at that point, we then finally tune the dog skills. A particular individual might need a dog to do something very specific, like help them dress in a certain way, to pick up crutches, even to pull a doona up over them when they're in bed. Perhaps they don't have full functioning
limbs.
And so, yeah, a dog could be trained to do that. within reason, we can pretty much train a dog to do anything.
Mm. And as you said, the cost of fully training a dog is really quite expensive, isn't it?
Yes, $30,000 over a course of 2 years.
Yes. So what's involved in the selection for placement of a dog?
For the selection?
Yes, that's, I think you did mention before about particular they match with families.
Yes, we match the family or the individual. So for example, a physical disability dog is a dog that, you know, is required to be very, very, all our dogs are calm, but, you know, you can't completely change a dog's personality. So a more robust, bouncy dog would be more suitable to be with a person who perhaps has PTSD, someone who does have all their physical capacities, so could obviously handle a stronger, more robust dog, whereas a physical disability dog invariably will need to be much quieter, not move around so much, stay very close to our client's wheelchair, for example. Mm. So it's a question of just matching up.
So how do we tell when these dogs are on duty?
Oh, well, when our puppies are on duty, you'll see they all wear beautiful little jackets with an L plate on the side. Our dogs who are then go, so a puppy will be with a puppy educator, as we like to call them, for the first, roughly about the first 12 months of their life. And that's when they'll wear their L plates. So they will learn basic commands and skills. And then after that, they will proceed to that what we call the National Training School, where they go into the very advanced training along with our professional trainers. And when they're at that stage, they'll be wearing their P plates rather than their L plates.
So how can we as members of the community assist in the training of these dogs, or can we assist in the training of these dogs?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, on a really practical level, when you see our dogs out training in the community, whether they're wearing their L plates or their P plates, they are working. So please don't pat them. I know they are so super gorgeous and super cute, but please don't pat them. We have a system whereby when the dog is giving the release, what we call the release cue, that means it's almost like, you know, at ease. And then it's a question of asking the handler, you know, is it okay to pat your dog and say hello? Mm. So, you'll always see them. If you're a business or an office, a shop, please be welcoming to our dogs. You know, that's all part of their training. You know, their future life will be in the community. So the more experience they get going into shops and shopping malls and banks and everything, it's, you know, that just makes them a better dog.
So how can people with disabilities or special needs and their families contact you if they wish to be considered for going on the waiting list for an assistance dog?
Sure. The two best ways obviously would be the website, which is www.assistancedogs.org.au.
That's assistance dogs, all one word.
Yes, all one word.
.au, yes.
That's correct. Or you can call us toll free on 1-800-688-364.
And finally, what role can volunteers play in supporting the valuable role of Assistance Dogs Australia, and how can anyone interested in volunteering get in touch with your organisation?
Well, one of the really, really important things to our organisation are puppy educators. And as I mentioned before, they're the people who, like the foster parent, if you like, for the puppy in the first year of its life. And we are always, always crying out for volunteers to help us do that. It is a big commitment, and we don't underplay that commitment. We provide all the food for the dog, and we pay for all its vet's bills. Basically, the puppy educator, just there are certain criteria, and it does involve being at home for quite a big chunk of the day, not leaving the dog alone for more than several hours. So if anyone is interested in doing that in the Sydney metropolitan area, for example, please head to our website again, and you can see all the criteria. Other things is just come out and support us. We have graduations every year where our dogs who have been successfully placed with the client graduate. You know, we like to celebrate and get them out into the community. We have big graduation day in Martin Place in Sydney. We also do it in various other capital states. We've got Dogtober coming up, which is a big assistance dog awareness
Dog-tober.
Month for us.
Dogtober. I love it.
Yes. Like us on Facebook. Just get out there and spread the word. You know, whenever you hear about us in the news, you know, talk to your friends about us. And we're always really happy to come along and do community demonstrations.
Right. Well, we'll make sure that we keep in contact with you so that we'll know of all the special events coming up in 2017. And it's such a wonderful organisation. Thank you very, very much, Jane Mackay from Assistance Dogs Australia, for being with us today. And perhaps if you just repeat the website and the toll-free number for people before we say goodbye.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us, Fran. We really appreciate it. That website is www.assistancedogs.org.au and the toll-free number is 1-800-688-364.
Until next time.